You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
He had good songs. Like, he had hits. He used to have a lot of, like, females singing on his songs, too. And I ain't never dropped no song like this. So, like, and I went to the UK and went gold in UK. Like, I'm like, I'm big. Like, it's more than just little shyster from South Memphis. It's more than that. But I had never had no plans on making it this far, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, my mind was too clouded. Like, we ain't just gonna do one season and be done. Nah, stay tuned.
Yo, Pooh Shiesty, what's going on, man?
What's going on? How y'all doing? How y'all feeling?
I'm good. Like, you know, this is the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. I'm DJ Sensex. I've been blazing your music out here in the UK. And yo, I'm just saying, it's like, honored to be talking to you right now, man. Congratulations on all your success.
Most definitely, bro. I appreciate all that love and support. You know, it's vice versa. I mess with y'all out there in the UK.
How you finding everything right now? Because, like, you're the hottest guy out here, man. You're popping. Like, the streets want you. Like, you're popping worldwide. Like, how's that feel right now?
Man, you know, it feel like big anticipation. But it's like before I had a big rap nothing, like, I was getting, like, I had a lot of street fans and, like, people hooked on to what I was doing, like, moving around always. And, you know, in my business, I've been had fans, so, like, it's on to getting weirder and weirder, live and live. We're going up every day.
All right.
Yeah.
And then, like, where did it all start for you? Like, you know, like, you're the hottest rapper right now. You got the streets and everything. But when did you first start getting to hip-hop? Like, what was the first rapper that really caught your attention? Like, let's take it back, man, before we start talking about what's happening
you
right now.
You want to go all the way back to the
all
first
all the
one.
Way back. Yeah, all the way back.
I used to have, I ain't never said this to nobody, but I used to have, like, a big, like, I don't know what word it is, but not like addiction, but like, big, like,
appreciate
view on where I just used to view the game, like the rapper, the game. I used to
the game
in his story, in the movies he was in. Like, I used to be on him, like, a lot. And I remember, like, that's how I learned about XXL. I seen him on one of the covers with all his tattoos on his face and all that. Yep.
That's crazy. You know, he's going to be like gassed to hear that, because he's a fan of rappers. He's a fan of rap.
Yeah, he probably don't know size fuck with him. He probably don't, you know, he probably don't think I even know about him. But now I'm here for real. Like, I've been tuned in with the industry before. Like, I started making songs. Like, I made a song like 8 years after I found out, like, about hip hop like that. Like, I just always liked the rappers. I thought, like, that was them. I didn't think that was my character. Like, feel like I would be a manager or the CEO or, like, have my own label. That's how I was looking at it at first.
What was it you liked about the game when he was rapping? Was it the flow or was it the lyrics? Like, what was it that caught your ear?
He had good songs. Like, he had hits. He used to have a lot of, like, females singing on his songs, too. And I ain't never dropped no song like this, so, like, I'm gonna go back to how he one of his hits he did before. I'm gonna, like, redo it, Yeah, pay homage.
All right, all right. And then, so what happened from that point? Like, what was the first rap that you wrote? Like, what did that sound like?
I wrote a song when I was little, like, my dad was incarcerated. I sent him a letter. I wrote him a song like, "Watch out, boy, them feds come and get you. Heard about them, left keys in the kitchen. Niggas snitching. These niggas be snitching." I did it like at 8, 7. Man, it went crazy. My dad really did the song, went to go drop it and everything. But he ended up getting locked up again. And, you know, things happened later on now. I got my own label, and me and him partners got his label started. He back in it.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Hello, I'm La La La, Let Me Explain, and this is It's Not You, It's Them, But It Might Be You. I'm here to answer all your questions around love, relationships, sex, dating dilemmas, and anything else you throw my way. Join me 3 times a week as we work through the depths of this intimacy pool together. From Sony Music Entertainment, listen and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or wherever you get your podcasts.
You start rapping, you're doing your thing. Like, at what point did you know, like, this is for me? This rap life, this rap shit's for me. I'm gonna go hard and do this. Like, what was the turning point for you?
I was like 18. Yeah, I dropped this song like to work my game. All those on the song is like a collab song. Me, Big 30, Chopper T, K Chiceman. So all was on there and I went last. Man, the verse I did, like, it was my first verse. It was like, it wasn't even the whole song. It was like an 8-bar, 12-bar. Went viral around the city, like, and what we shot the video with, like, when we dropped the song, we shot a video to it and just dropped it at the hole. So they seen the apartments and where we was at. They started rhyming about, "Oh, this Pooh Shot stopped the song," and all that. Like, it got big then. That's when I knew it was like, yeah, this is what I'm gonna be doing. Like, it's gonna make us a lot of money.
So how did you connect with Gucci Mane? How did that come about?
Man, like, shortly after that, like, after me dropping that verse, I kept going, like, I just kept going and kept going and kept going. So now I got like 5 songs of my own. Then I drop one more song with Moneybagg Yo, Mind Slime. I dropped that boy. Gucci had, he said that's the only song he heard. He ain't really heard a version with Moneybagg Yo on it, but after I put him on the remix, that shot up too. But he heard that Mind Slime, that was the only song that did it for him.
Right.
He ain't even heard no other song. Then he DM'd me right off there, right off this song.
Wow.
Yeah.
That must have been a trip, right?
Man, it was crazy. And it was in the middle of the night, so I was like, it can't be real. Like, let me get up right quick, wash my face off. Tap on his page, thought it's really him. I don't even know what to say back, man. I text him back, "What's chopping?" He was like, "Man, I'm rocking with your music 100%. You hard, about to keep going." And I was like, "Appreciate that. That big love." He said, "Who you doing it with? Like, who you like working with? Do you sign to anybody?" I was like, "Man, I ain't even signed the paper. Like, I don't do nothing but just rap. Like, I ain't, like, I'm already hip. I ain't trying to sign nothing. I wasn't gonna sign to nobody or sign nothing."
Right.
Until he came, like, you know, when he made perfect sense when he came.
That's dope. That's dope. Hey, and for people who don't understand, like Gucci Mane, he's the trap god. He's like the Dr. Dre of the South in terms of, not even the South, in the hip hop full stop, in terms of the artists that he's introduced the world to, not only what he's done in terms of introducing artists and signing artists, but even for himself, like he's created so much slang and, you know, he's influenced the way a lot of people rap today. So it's like, what's the main thing that you learned from working with Gucci Mane? Because he's the master.
Yeah, he's a mastermind, actually. Like, he's a genius. Everything I ever did, it was his plan. Like, he said it was going to go here like this. When you do this video, you're going to go up. Just stay, he told me, like, stay down. They don't really too much know about you yet. Let me break you in. Let me get you here first. I know you got it all to take, but it's process. You know, he really told me everything to play out that he said. I'm thinking like he's a genius, like he got puppies, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, he's too smart. But yeah, that's when like he got me right. Set me up for that.
All right. Is there one piece of advice like that stuck with you? That's like you're gonna apply that to everyday business now yourself.
Yeah, every day, keep going. Like, he turned me to a studio bug, and he turned me to, like, a freestyler. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, I learned a lot of, like, I learned my work ethic from him. People be asking me how I do it now, and it came from seeing watching him. You would think he a robot, like a computer or something. He just go to the mic and spit it out. And if he mess up, you want to start all the way back over until he do one without messing up. Like, he ain't going to punch in her. No, he going to go all the way through the whole 12, the whole verse.
Wow.
I used to be like, how the fuck is he doing it? New beat he never heard before. How is he doing this? He just so cold and so like, you know, like he never gave up. He never worried about how much greatness he did. Like, he want to keep going every day.
That's crazy. You know? It's crazy. Shiesty season. Did you ever think it was gonna do what it's done? Because it's like, that's like the blueprint now. It's like you started off 2021 the right way, man.
Exactly. Then I hit in the pandemic, so it's really history. But I had never had no plans on making it this far, bro. I ain't gonna lie. Like, my mind was too cloudy. Like, I was thinking I was gonna be a hype man for my bro rapper. Like, my bro got signed from before me, so I'm thinking I'm finna be like, you know what I'm saying, coming under his wing and rocking him, like securing him. That's what mode I was in, but took a real turn.
It's crazy.
Took a real
turn. How did you connect with Lil Durk?
He really was rocking with my music. Like, I've been familiar with him, been in tune with Chicago, Chief Keyway. So, like that's really my era. So, I seen Lil Durk come out, like, right after him, like, long time ago. As I get the rapping, he support my music. Called him in the studio one day. I'm in the studio with Moneybagg. He push up on me. I'm like, what's going on? He was going on rocking with your music, bro. You hard. I was like, for sure. There was something like my number. He was like, for sure, we gonna lock in. We got to do something in the studio too. It just got to the point like, he could call me and send me a song. Now I'm knocking it out right now. It's vice versa. You got to that. We don't even be on music time, man. For real.
It's crazy. Yo, Back in Blood, it's a classic. Like, did it feel like that when you was making it? Did you feel like this is history? This is going to go off worldwide?
Yeah, but it still did a bigger turn than what I was thinking. Like, I'm just knowing it's good music. Like, oh my God, I love this beat, bro. He was just cooking the beat up. I'm like, He was in another station. I was like, nah, come over here. We finna lock in. Me and him going to the room. I go straight to the booth. I ain't even finna play with him. So I got my own fire, like we going back and forth. I take it like, while I'm in this session, though, there's like three rooms in the studio. I'm in two of the sessions. Dirk got him a session too. So I push up over there, take the song to him, like right out I'm through. Like, man, he pulled the song right out. He didn't want to hear it for real. He pulled it right up. Man, go straight in. When he heard it, he was like, oh, hell yeah. He went straight in. Took like 5 minutes.
Wow. Wow. So have you guys got any more tracks together?
Yeah. We got a book. We got a book of songs.
That's dope.
You may have heard of the podcast Juicy Scoop. Wondered what it is? Why aren't you listening? Well, I'm its host, created it, been doing it for 7 years. I'm Heather McDonald of Juicy Scoop with Heather McDonald. Now, I could tell you why you should be listening to my show, but my listeners wanted to write the ad for me, and here are some of the things they said. Not your regular Juicy podcast. Catch up on all the juicy topics from Hollywood and pop culture to true crime and beyond. Heather McDonald's Juicy Scoop always has great guests, great laughs, and great gossip. It's a comedian's take on the hottest headlines. Juicy Scoop is the pop culture news you want to hear. No BS, no filter, no filler. Raw, real, and in the moment. Throw in the hilarity of amazing comedians that you'll instantly be obsessed with, a juicy crime story, and a dash of normal life in LA moments, and you've got yourself an amazing week of Juicy Scoop. 2 episodes every week, every Tuesday and Thursday. It will never let you down.
You got Shiesty Season, that's out, that's doing its thing, it's popping off. And it's like, you know, you're doing music and you're in the rap game. How different is that to like what you've done before, like street life and everything? Is like, is this it now? Like, you're just like zoning in, tapping in, and that's it, like fully focused on this?
Yeah, I'm locked in. This is what I'm gonna be doing for a while, for sure. Shiesty's here to stay. Like, I'm thinking for everything. Like, I'm here to stay. Longevity. My kids gonna be here. My kids might be rapping with me. For real.
How's it feel to have fans worldwide?
Man, it's like when I knew I was like global. Then, like when I went to the UK and went gold in UK, like, I'm like, I'm big. Like, it's more than just little Shiesty from South Memphis. It's more than that. It's worldwide now.
That's dope. That must be a crazy feeling, right?
Man, for real. We lit, though.
So this is a crazy question. Have you had a chance to hear any artists from the UK or anything? Is there anyone that's caught your ear?
I've been tuned in with, I forgot his name, but it's like three, like, I heard the UK got like a big drill thing around now.
Yeah.
Like, it's three artists I've been listening to, though. Like, I can really hear what they saying, but because, you know, it's like a different language. Like, I don't know, like, I ain't just too hip, but yeah, I'm in tune for sure. I know they got a big scene over there right now.
Yeah. So you're saying there's three artists, like we got people around the world who are going to be watching and listening to this. Like, I got to be able to tell people at least one of them, like if there's someone from the UK that you're listening to, can you remember the lyrics or anything? Or like
I'm just they're in my playlist, like, I'm right. Just going to let you know I have a song before, like, I'm familiar with right. What's going on, like, I'm here.
Right.
I just don't know I'm like that, like, just
yeah.
Don't.
Yeah. All right. When are we getting the next Shiesty Season? What's next? Like, because we got this one, a lot of people have been, like, you know what I mean? It's been with people for months now, but it's like, what's coming next, man?
We got the deluxe for y'all, man. We got the Big Boy Deluxe, you rolling out. You're gonna go different season, man. Shy season, shy year. We ain't just gonna do one season and be done. Nah, stay tuned.
Wow.
We ain't letting up at all.
Right. Okay. All right. More features, like more bangers, more fire?
Too many bangers. It's always really delivering, none but bangers.
Wow.
She knows. All right. Big brr. The biggest brr.
Damn, that's crazy. That's crazy. How many?
Jeez. We got Shiesty on this side. We got Chopper Gang on this side.
How much does something like that cost? Like, I'm not trying to pocket watch, but I'm just like that. That's like a masterpiece ring right there.
Yeah, this will run you about $45,000.
Damn. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you taking the time out to do this, man. It's like I said, it's like, you know, this you got a lot of fans out here, a lot of people. When it's time, a lot of people are going to want to see you come out here. Do you think you're going to make it to the UK this year?
Yeah, I'm ready to come out there. And two, I apologize for, you know, the inconvenience. We both have been got this, and, you know, I'm ready to lock in with y'all over there. Supporting God for real, vice versa. I know y'all doing the same. So, you know, it's just on the perfect time. Yep. Just been a little busy. I knew we were going to get our interview for sure, though.
Yeah. Now, I appreciate you taking the time out to do this as well.
Most definitely, bro.
Yeah.
Appreciate it.
Where you at in the U.S. right now?
I'm in Atlanta.
Oh, okay.
Atlanta, Georgia. You familiar?
Yeah, I've been there loads of times. It's crazy.
For sure.
Yeah, it's crazy. All right, well, listen, thanks for taking the time out to do this, man. Appreciate it.
I appreciate you too, bro. Bet.
Yeah. All right. Stay safe.
You too, bro. Stay dangerous. Biggie brr. Say it one time. Big brr. You gotta say it before we go.
All right.
Brr, brr.
All right. I gotta get it right. Let me get it right. I gotta get it right.
Big brr. 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 There you go. You had it the last time.
All right, one more time. I'm gonna do
rock with y'all out there.
I gotta do one more time. Brr.
Brr. Yeah, man. You got it, man. UK, they got y'all gotta come up there to the radio station. Get my boy rock. Bigger brother. Cool, man.
Hey, listen, that was crazy, man. I've been waiting for that moment for a long time. Finally caught up with the man himself, Pooh Shiesty. Shout out to Pooh. Gotta give a big shout out to Leela, the whole team at Atlantic for making that happen. And I gotta big up Nikita, who's with me right now. We're gonna talk about what just happened. Yo, Nikita, like, Pooh Shiesty, is it what you thought it was gonna be?
No, not at all. I thought it was good. No, I thought it was going to be. I don't know what I expected, but I think it's the fact that he got you to literally make his sound and his ad libs. That was the highlight for me. But also hearing him talk about his inspirations and, like, I don't know, it was such a fun conversation. But also, he makes you excited for what's about to come next.
Can I just say, brr.
Right. You got it though. You got
No, no. Brr. I'm good with brr. Right. Like, I just want everybody to know out there. He caught me on the spot. I wasn't expecting it. It might have been a bit of nerves. It might have been a bit. You know. I don't know. But I don't know what happened, man. But I just want everybody to know right now. Brr.
You've got it. You nailed it.
You do it.
No.
No.
Time to practice.
No. I was good to do it. I got put on the spot, and you know, I'm not ashamed of it. I'm gonna let it go out there, like the world can hear it, and yeah. But Nikita. Brr.
I'm not doing it. You've had time to practice.
It's like that, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. You really just gonna leave me hanging like that?
I can't even. I'm not even.
Wow. I thought we was gang.
We are gang. Fam.
Wow.
Give me a few days, maybe then.
Okay. So where in the world are you right now?
So right now I'm in Ghana, in Accra. So that's where I'm literally here. I can't even tell you the exact location because I'm still getting used to the places. But yeah, that's where I'm talking to you from.
All right. So what's it saying out there? Like, you know, because I know the Afrobeats thing's big. I know the UK, not UK, the UK drill scene is big, but the Ghanaian drill scene's like starting to pop off. Like, is it true? Is that the sound that's popping out there?
Oh my gosh. So on my first proper night here, went out and it's all you're hearing. Like, it's, you know, like, you know, you have those peak times and I think I'm 3 or 4 days in, maybe my fourth day and third day. And I actually don't really know off the top of my head, but it's like all you can hear it. You know, the party starting when they start dropping like the Ghanaian drill tracks. Like, it's insane. There was like there's a track that came out in December. And then to see people react to it was insane. It was just, it's just been like, I don't know what to expect. I knew, like, you know, when you were seeing it on socials, but to see it being played in the clubs over here, in the bars, and like, you know, and what's amazing is it goes from Pop Smoke to the Ghanaian drill tracks, and it's seamless. It's wicked. It is popping off. And I think it's exciting because obviously what's happening in the UK, what's happening in the US, but then also here in Ghana, like, totally amazing experience of seeing people react and just literally kind of go off to the Ghanaian drill records.
And the track that you're talking about, that's the Kofi Jamar track, right? The Ikoso.
That's the one. So there's that one, and then there's a few more, and it's like, so you know, you're out and you're asking, who's this artist, and there's like a real big scene, and you know, but that track in particular, yeah, that's the one where I was like, wait a minute. And even the DJ like literally reloaded it and it was insane.
So that's the track that tore up the club?
Yeah.
Okay.
That one, and there's another one called Condemn by J Bad. But there's so many of them, and it's like, now, you know what? I'm that person in the club shazamming. Like, literally, I'm like, come on, I can't miss this record.
I respect the honesty.
I was, you know what? I tried to do it low key, but then I was like, you know what? Forget it. At this point, I'm just going to own it.
Yeah, just do it, man. Just do it. So let me get this straight. So in the club, it goes from BK drill to Ghanaian drill. Does it then go to UK drill? Or is it just like, just whatever bangs?
No, they are playing UK drill out here, but you know what, right? So I've been talking to a few people and I've been asking them about the Ghanaian drill like records. I'm like, you know, what inspired it? And you know what? The legacy of Pop Smoke is insane, Sam. Like, to see people here reacting. And I was talking to someone, I think it was last night, and I was like, what inspired it? And they're like, Pop Smoke. And you know what else? Today I was talking to another artist and I was like, oh, what inspired like the sound? And they've said Pop Smoke, and you can hear it in some of the ad libs, but they also said Abracadabra as well, which is wicked. Wow. Right, so you're hearing like the UK influence and the US influence.
You know what's crazy about that Kofi Jamar joint is that it's got everything. It's like he was just saying, it's definitely influenced by the US, it's influenced by the UK, but you know, you can hear like he's a fan of 5-Year Foreign. There's an ad lib, like it's straight up 5-Year, which is cool. I'm not saying he's biting or anything or catting or anything, but it's the way that, like, the way that the chorus comes in, it's like mad spiritual and uplifting. It's like, it's totally different to everything else that's coming out of the UK and the US. So it's like, what's happening over there, I think is definitely, that influence is going to keep spreading around the world. It's mad. It's gone from Chicago drill to UK drill to BK drill. Now it's Ghanaian drill. Whatever happens next, it's like a true global sound. Like, it's crazy to see. It's crazy.
It is. It literally is. And you know what? It's exciting, right? It's exciting to be here, to see it, to hear it. And like, you know, I just feel like it's only going to get bigger. And I'm here for like a couple more weeks. I'm just, you know, one of those things, like, it's, I've always wanted to come to Ghana, right? I've always wanted to experience it and to see the music. And, you know, we talk about African music, we talk about Afro beats, we talk about all these sounds, but you see it in the clubs, you see like there's a journey, right? And you hear the records that we vibe to in the UK and that we vibe to in the US, and but to be here and just, you know what, it's just a different energy.
So if I was to jump on a plane now, fly out to Ghana, step off the plane, land in Accra, step off the plane, like, where do I go first?
Oh, I feel like I've not been to enough places to answer this. There's going to be so many people like, oh, you can't say that. But the first place I went to, right, and I just loved the vibe. And it's called Republic Bar, more so because of, I feel like it's like a place you have to go to. But I think there's Bloom Bar. That was really cool. But you know what? I could probably answer the question better after a few more days, because apparently I've not even scratched the surface of where to go and what to see.
But is Republic that spot? Was you popping bottles in there, or was it?
No, okay, that was Luna. Luna was where we were popping bottles.
okay. So that's kind of the spot, like step one.
Step one. For me, it was step one, but you know what? Give it a week. I might be able to give you a proper, like, this is where you should go for this. This is where you should go for that.
All right. Well, listen, while you're out there, we'll definitely connect on the next pod, like, and we'll go into it in more depth. But I just want to let people know what's coming up over the next few weeks. Like, we've got some big guests that we're going to be connecting with. And as always with the Hip Hop Raise Me podcast, it's got that global focus in it. It's not just focused on one country or one city or whatever. It's like we check out the scene worldwide and what's happening. So we got some dope guests coming up. Next week, it's all about Killy, straight out of Toronto. We're going to be talking to him. The week after that, we're going to be talking to my guy, Pete Rosenberg. Like, he's a legend. He's been doing the podcasting before anybody else. Right? He was doing it like the Juan Epstein podcast with Cypher Sounds. Like, they really paved the way for everybody that's doing podding right now. So, you know what I mean? I had to do that. And if you haven't checked, if this is the first time listening, you should check out some of the earlier episodes. Yo, Nikita, what episodes should they check out?
Oh, what should they check out? You know what? Wiki. Because I loved that episode where you can hear him on the streets of New York and he's there just smoking, like, and he's like, yeah, it's legal here to smoke weed. Da, 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 da. I love that. But also, he's just really interesting. That was such a wicked... I think I said this to you. I was like, the conversation between you and Wiki was like two friends just catching up. And that, to me, is like some of the best types of conversations / listens as a podcast. But yeah, I think Wiki.
And what else?
Which one did all of them? Also, okay, yeah, you're right. I'm going to say all of them, but no, AJ Tracy. I think that was a really amazing conversation. I always say go back to Stephen Victor one, because that one was just an education.
Yeah, that one, you know, like, if you're a fan of Pop Smoke, or if you want to know more about Pop Smoke, who he was and why he's so revered, just check out that episode, man. Shout out to Stephen Victor for that. It's like legendary podcast. And I don't know if he'll ever do that again, like, anytime soon, because, like, you could hear it when we was talking to him. He was still pretty caught up about it. And that story's still ongoing, like, the legacy of Pop Smoke and some of the things that have gone around with regards to, you know, his tragic demise. It's like that court case is happening right now. So I think it's just going to open a lot of wounds for anybody who was trying to get, you know, any kind of resolution over the last 12 months or so. But he's, you know what I mean? I'm just glad I got a chance to speak to Stephen Victor about it. Glad I got a chance to speak to Pop Smoke as well a couple of times, you know. So, but definitely that episode. And also
Murray, I forgot, how can I forget Murray, by the way? Only reason I'm saying that is because his story as well, was, you know, when he spoke about how he was true to himself, yeah, and that's when things started working. I feel like so many people need to hear that. It doesn't matter what you're doing, whether you're an artist or whatever walk of life you're pursuing or what path, that's like some of the most realist advice.
Yeah, Murray's popping as well. Like, so I think you said it properly, Murray. I say Murray, innit? Murray.
Oh, I don't know. Have I said it wrong, Murray?
No. You probably said it right. Like, you probably said it right. I've probably been saying it. Like, but yeah, Murray, regardless of how you pronounce it, very, very sick artist. Make sure you check out his debut mixtape. And it was dope to see him on the J. Cole album as well, right?
Oh, my. Wait a minute, that J. Cole album, amazing, by the way. But yeah, to see him, to see, like, in general, like, to see the kind of features, because I know people are like, is it going to have features? But yeah, to see that, I think it was just kind of like a testament to, like, how he's going to own this year and, like, beyond. Like, I think the fact that you got that conversation with him, but yeah, it was good to see him on there.
The track that he's on as well, My Life, is crazy. Like, I never thought someone would cover the Styles P and Foul Munch joint, but he did it. I think he took it somewhere else. And I think J. Cole dropped another classic album. I know there's people who are like, oh, it's not, you know, it's not hitting me, or it's not. But J. Cole album, man, it's fire.
And I think also, right, that album gets better with the more you listen to it. So that's what I listen to, like, literally on all my 6-hour flight since I've been here. It's kind of been like my go-to. But there's so many great tracks, and I think it's one of those things where I feel like over time, if it didn't hit you the first time, it's going to hit you when you listen to it the second time or the third time. And the more you listen to it, like, the more you'll connect with it. That's my opinion anyway. Like, Pride is the Devil to me is like one of my favorite tracks on there.
Yeah, that's the anthem. And I feel like with, when people say that, like, I feel like that's a sign of conditioning. I feel like you're listening to, you've got drip fatigue. You're listening to too much of, like, one particular sound. And, like, the one thing you've always got to remember about hip-hop, it's about what's true to the individual. And, like, J. Cole, he makes most of his own beats. He's never tried to, like, compromise or fall in line or do music for the sake of it. Like, definitely not on the last few albums. He said in his career he did it once and he never did it again. But he's the guy, you get what you get. And I think what he's done on that album, I think he's killed it. I think it's an excellent rap album, excellent hip-hop album. And it's like, I don't know what to say. Go listen to some Kendrick, rejuvenate yourself. So, so, hey, well, listen, Nikita, man, like, as always, great to connect. Like, you know what I mean? We work on the pod and everything. You're the exec producer. You put it together, make me sound good and everything else. And then, you know, you're in Ghana, you're doing your thing, working on projects out there. So I'm not going to keep you any longer. But you got to say it. You've got to do it.
Oh, my God. You've got to do it.
I got put on the spot. Okay. Brr.
Brr. See, I can't believe you got me to do it. Do you know what? On that note, I'm going to go redeem myself. Bye.
Hey, catch us next week. Hip Hop Raise Me podcast. Special guest, Killy.